Homelessness, it is a growing reality nationally and in Idaho in particular. But one aspect of life on the streets that may not be front of mind for most people is menstruation. The Boise Period Project aims to change that. Founder and executive director Makara Heller has teamed up with local artist Ashley Dreyfus and local photographer and marketing strategist Adam Wright to deliver what we're calling period packs to Boise's low-income and homeless population. These packs include 15 tampons, 5 pads, 3 liners, hand sanitizer, and wipes. The first distribution is planned for early next month. And joining me in studio now are Makara Heller and Adam Wright. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Makara, I'd like to just start with you. What inspired you to create the Boise Period Project?
Over the last couple of years, I've seen some videos on Facebook in where the people would interview homeless women, primarily in LA, asking what they do when they're on their period. And so they went through like a regular day with the women and they described their routine. Some women would roll up toilet paper to make a makeshift tampon, which is so bad. And some would menstruate on a cardboard box. And that was kind of always on my heart and sat with me for a couple of years until we decided in March to put this into action.
So how did you do that?
Well, originally we started up a GoFundMe on Facebook for $250 just to see if we could do it for a couple of months. And KTVB found us on Facebook and we did an interview that aired on TV and we got over $1,000 in donations in 48 hours.
So then, Adam, how do you come into to this project?
Well, Makara is my fiance, so...
So she dragged you along, well, no matter what.
A little bit.
You know, yes and no. I kind of was there the whole way, just kind of, you know, as she was talking about these ideas and what she wanted to do, you know, just kind of giving input and feedback on what I thought, you know, would be realistic as far as what she could do. And kind of what it ended up being was she was discussing all these different things going on in the world today and wondering what she could do to kind of help anybody. And we kind of talked about the idea of doing these menstrual packs because it sounded like something that we could do ourselves. We didn't need a whole lot of coordination with a lot of other people to do.
And you could make a difference by doing it.
Yeah. And it was in our local community. And it seemed like something fairly simple.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of times when we talk about a homeless or our low-income population, you know, we hear a lot about the need for things like diapers and formula, which there is a great need for that. We don't often talk about things like tampons and pads. But Makara, you were saying that this is kind of how it started as well, was with the Boise Diaper Project, correct?
Yeah. So we had the GoFundMe and then we got some more money in. And then I met up with this gal, Kate, from Idaho Diaper Bank. And recently, the National Alliance for Period Supplies reached out to her about, you know, Kotex donating tampons and pads and if she'd be able to put that into action in Boise. But she's there's a lot of diaper issues that need to be helped within the low-income and homeless community. And she heard about Boise Period Project and she and I connected and they've just been a huge resource for us. And so we'll be getting tampons and pads shortly and won't have to worry too much about raising funds for that.
And there are other projects like this in other cities. There's what it's called period.org in Portland.
Yeah.
But is there anything else like this in Idaho?
Not that I was able to find on Google, at least.
So tell me about when you said you're getting a pallet of supplies.
Yeah. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll be getting 2 to 3 pallets worth of tampons and pads. And Idaho Diaper Bank was able to supply us with those through National Alliance for Period Supplies.
What was it like when you got that phone call?
It kind of felt like a huge relief and a big weight lifted off of our shoulders because we want to be able to keep this going for as long as we can. But, you know, money's a big factor in that.
And so when you do this, you're not just serving the homeless community, correct, Adam? You're reaching out to our low-income population as well.
Yeah. Initially, we decided to focus on the homeless community because we felt that, you know, we could go to the homeless shelters in the area, and hand it out. Would be a little bit more direct of a way to get these into people's hands who need them. We had talked about, you know, low income families and just anybody who needs access to them being able to help them with that. We weren't exactly sure where to get in contact with these people and, you know, how to get the products into their hands. And so initially it wasn't on our radar as much until we kind of got going. But luckily we've received a lot of help from people in the community. And Kate from Idaho Diaper Bank's been a huge help. Mm-hmm. And she's kind of been able to point us in the direction of some places like Love Inc. we're going to be partnering with, and places like that where we can actually get these products to not just homeless,
but to low-income
community, because, but just low-income mm-hmm. community.
I mean, let's be honest, and I think this is part of what you're doing is breaking down the taboos mm-hmm. and the cultural norms around menstruation.
Yeah,
if you have not had your period, you have not had to purchase these products.
Mm-hmm.
They're expensive.
Yeah, they add up.
it adds up, and so Makaria, is that part of it too? Is making people aware, A, that this is normal. Mm-hmm. If you've met a woman, guess
yeah.
what? She's had a period. And it's expensive.
Yeah. So one of our main goals is ending the stigma for periods. We want to talk about it. Menstruation is normal. We don't like the term feminine hygiene because we don't need to attach a gender to it. And I'm having open conversations with my dad now about menstrual cups and what this is all about. And when you make the conversation open, it makes it a little bit easier to talk about. And then also within homelessness, there's an extra stigma I've heard about from talking with people from the local homeless shelters.
And what is that stigma?
So first of all, the stigma as homelessness, being a homeless person, they almost kind of like lose their humanity a little bit. They just get categorized into a big blob. And then for people who menstruate who are homeless as well, like it's extra hush hush. Like you don't talk about it.
That's really too bad because it is a normal part of life.
Yeah. And so we just want to make it more normal and just have conversations and talk about it.
I'm speaking with Makaria Heller and Adam Wright with the Boise Period Project. You know, your first delivery will be July 11th, mm-hmm. correct? Mm-hmm. And one of your local partners is Salt Company. Am I saying that? Or Corporate Incorporated? It's a period cup company. So a lot of people don't know what that is. And you said you're having conversations with your dad about this. So for people who don't know what this is, what is that?
So a menstrual cup is basically a reusable cup that you use when you menstruate. Salt cups last up to 10 years. They don't have chemicals in them. And what's really nice is that you can always have it on you. You clean it in between periods. But basically, there's different sizes they have that can hold up to bleeding for anywhere from like 2 to 12 hours, depending on your flow. So you just take it out, empty it into the toilet, just like you would with a tampon. Mm.
So is there a hope to put that within the period packet sometime?
Yeah. So we're hoping within our first 2 to 3 months of distribution, we'll kind of get an idea of numbers and the need in the community and then introduce the cups. But the big thing with menstrual cups is education mm-hmm. because you don't want to just throw them away when they last up to 10 years. You got to give them a couple cycles worth of testing it out.
And I thought you brought up something interesting about breaking down the gender norms. Mm-hmm. Why is that important as well when we're talking about menstruation? Because we've all, you know, mm-hmm. we've always thought women menstruate, men don't.
Well, not everyone who menstruates identifies as a woman. There are people who are trans, non-binary, anyone on the spectrum. So that's really big. We just want to let people know that even though in the homeless and low-income population is low within LGBTQIA gender identification, that they are welcome and we want to serve them and we don't want them to feel excluded.
Well, I want to say good luck on your launch on July 11th.
Thank you so much.
And what a great idea. You know, grassroots idea, and it's coming to life. So I want to thank both of you for coming in today, Makaria Heller and Adam Wright with the Boise Period Project. And once again, that launches on July 11th. Congratulations to you guys.
Thank you so much.